Doesn't being so positive with people end up meaning that you're denying reality? I was asked this at a women's executive leadership program at the Haas School at Berkeley last week. She was responding to my challenge that great relationships tilt heavily positive, so if you want to lead well, get positive. I was sharing the evidence from two different domains, business research on team effectiveness, and research on positivity in marital relations. It turns out that approximately 5 positive comments to 1 critical comment characterize the most effective business teams as well as the strongest marriages. I noted that this research is both counterintuitive and it sets such a high behavioral bar. As to intuition, our minds come factory loaded with an idea of balance. And 5-to-1 seems so wildly out of balance. Even in HR supervision courses, we learn about giving 2-to-1 feedback through which we offer a compliment, then the criticism, then another compliment, sometimes jokingly referred to as the shit sandwich. But 5-to-1? Do people really reach that bar? And to my interrogator's question from which this blog began, doesn't that require denying reality to find 5 good for every single bad? Her question absolutely begs the question, what is reality? No, I'm not smoking pot nor getting totally esoteric for a Monday morning missive. My point is that reality is hardly so objective. For example, I can focus on my sore throat, and it is part of reality, but I can also, or instead, focus on the fact that there are amazing antibodies at work in my system that are healing me. Is any one more a part of reality? Take a second example. If you've come to believe your coworker is lazy, what the psychologists call confirmation bias will lead you to see only those quote-unquote real behaviors which confirm that belief. My answer to the woman's question with which I introduced this column is this. You can ask whether you're being unrealistic, but only after you have really practiced the discipline of paying attention to the positive parts of reality. Look for them, like you'd look for what's wrong with this picture in a highlights magazine when you were a kid. Take your challenging kid or problematic boss or annoying spouse and actively look for what they do well because they do things well. And if you don't believe me, it's a sure sign your confirmation bias is distorting what you think is the full reality. Break out a list and find every good thing they are and they do. Start to thank and acknowledge them. See what it does to you. But also, see if it doesn't start to change what they show to you. Practice the discipline of seeing the positive first, and then later we can talk about whether you've totally obscured reality. Or don't. If you choose, and it is a choice, to believe you are seeing objectively, then fine. Believe you are objectively seeing reality. But know that you are heightening your dissatisfaction by seeing what makes you uncomfortable or even miserable, and you are running against the research grain that seeing and saying 5-to-1 positive will generate optimal results. See it and say it to lead with your best self.